Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. I'm Pastor Stephen Palmer, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope. And on this edition of Word Made Flesh, we're with men from our men's ministry center. Morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good. All right.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Well, before we went on the air and we were thinking about a topic, a theme, something to speak about, you know, here we are a week after Easter, right? Resurrection Sunday. It's a day where a lot of churches, you know, have more people in attendance than usual. Right? And then Monday comes. And do we just leave the celebration of what God's vindication of Jesus took place? Or how do we incorporate that as we move from Monday forward following Easter? Right? What are some of your thoughts on that? I mean, huh? Is it just
Well, you got to keep it close to your vest. I mean, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is a big thing. You keep that close in your heart, it's going to do you good.
Yeah.
So we need to keep that.
And it is, yeah, it is the day within the Christian church, right? More so than like Christmas. But oftentimes, you know, we'll celebrate Christmas, the birth. Well, you know, a week after that's New Year. We kind of get wrapped up in that type of stuff. And it's more than just a holiday, right?
Very important in our setting,
yeah.
Especially.
Yeah.
Trying to help these gentlemen out to get their life straightened out, you know, with his help, of course.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're dying to things every day so that we can be raised to new life every day. Things like that. And I do think when we look at a lot of what Paul writes about when it comes to Christ and the resurrection, for Paul, it's first things first. Right? Without that, our faith is it's dead. It doesn't exist. So for Paul, you know, I've been raised with Christ as a new creation. And I think that does have to be held most precedent within our spiritual walk and lives. Anybody else? Anything you want to jump in on? We got.
I think my learning since I've been here, and I've said it in the past about learning more about Scripture, and it's true, and just trying to get through the negative, leave the negative behind, and looking more into Scripture and finding more positive views on life. And knowing that Jesus is with us and did die for our sins, that's a huge thing. And then carrying it on past Easter, that's probably one of the difficult things with some, that there's the negative always comes back around to them. And it's hard to let go of that. And then, you know, I admit myself, I have some issues with that. And I'm dealing with that day to day, and it's getting better, you know. Letting go of the negative, looking towards the positive, starting fresh, and looking to the future and being a better person all around. So I just feel that it's a time thing. You allow yourself some time to heal from the negative things that happen to you. And there's a lot of resources out there to help. And I'm learning that too. There is a lot of things out there that's helped me that I didn't realize before, and I'm very, very appreciative of that. And I'm appreciative of the Neighbors of the Hope and having the insight on that to help me on that.
Yeah, it's, look, I personally think we don't cling to the cross, right? We don't cling to the empty tomb. You don't have to look far in today's culture and see that there's just so much chaos around. You know, how do you keep your compass heading north, right? Without that, right? And it can be challenging, like you're saying. I think because it seems to be overwhelming, the amount of the cultural chaos that's out there. You know, how do you, without it, I think you can just spin out of control. So keeping our sights on Jesus. And I think in the context of what Neighbors of Hope does, I've said before, we're kind of somewhat of a prophetic ministry, right? We denounce injustice to announce justice. And the justice is the justice of Jesus, right? So you got like Luke chapter 4, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor, to set the captive free, right? It goes on and on. I mean, this is a journey of liberation. And I think sometimes we can get, if we take our eyes off the empty tomb, there are multiple times I think we deny the resurrection. I mean, we can go to church on Easter Sunday, and Monday, if we're not stepping up to help the helpless, right? To reach out to those that are impoverished, they're really experiencing the oppression, whether that be economic, relational, all those type of things. I think we all have our sense of poverty. Then we are, in a sense, denying the resurrection in our lives. Every time we fail to feed the hungry, all right, we're denying the resurrection because Jesus said, when I was hungry, you fed me. Right? Matthew 25. Those type of things. So, I think clinging to the empty tomb is imperative if we're going to be faithful on our journey with Jesus. Anybody else? What else you got?
I like that part that we just mentioned a while ago, first things first, we have to keep that in mind. It's easy to forget that, it really is. So, but I started to think more and more about that. And I also remember what the scriptures would say. I think it's 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. It tells us that all scripture is beneficial for us, for teaching, reproving, and setting things straight.
Yeah.
So, it's... I forget that too. It came back to my mind, but it's important to keep things in perspective and to remember things as we just went through Palm Sunday and do this all yearly round. It's important. Where in the past I wasn't spiritually trained, and I'm only beginning to find out how important it is to keep studying the Bible and meditate on the Word. So that's one thing we need to do is meditate, and it's good to. Every year we go through this process and keep the kingdom in mind. And like I said, all scripture is beneficial for teaching, reproving, and setting things straight. And then that's saying a lot. And for was there another part to that, Steve? I'm missing a part of that. It's for teaching, reproving, and setting things straight. There's something else in there, isn't there? But I only mention that because it hits you right there, and keep the kingdom in mind, and you gotta not just study that, you gotta live by that rule. So it's hard to do that. Not everybody can do that. So you have to take a day-to-day process, but it's important.
Why it's important in the morning.
It's important, yeah.
That you pick up your Bible or your study or devotional and read in the morning.
Yeah.
Would you have a cup of coffee, read.
Yeah.
Devotion. I read two or three every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I need that.
Well, you got it right.
If I miss it, which I haven't done in a long time, thank God, but I have missed it, and it really affected my day.
Yeah. it's an opportune time to where you can be alone with God, right?
Right.
And that's the way to really start the day.
It is.
Because the minute you walk out the door, oh, I got this appointment, I got to do that, yep. Right? I mean, your attention goes directly towards real world stuff. And it's not to say that those are bad things, right?
Right.
But, I mean, you got a doctor's appointment, or you got to go to work. Or, oh, yeah, we got to do all those things.
But, life gets in the way.
I do think there's a part of our spiritual journey, right, that necessitates that we be somewhat selfish, at least with our time. I mean, we have to intentionally extract ourselves out of this chaos to be alone, to read scripture,
that's true,
meditate upon the word, speak with God, those type of things. And yeah, you can't just pencil God in on your calendar.
It changes your whole day too. I mean, it does. I mean, get started with that. Get you thinking in your mind, you know, about what's the right thing to do, what's the wrong thing to do. Listen to what he's telling you, because he's talking to you. Mm-hmm. You just got to listen to it.
Yep. And it primes the pump for the day, right?
Yeah.
Because if that's first and you hold that, you know, first things first, right? Seek first the kingdom of God. Well, then, you know, everything that you're going to encounter that day, we tend to address it in light of that relationship.
Yep.
But I think it's also, too, that, you know, you find your identity and your purpose.
Yeah, like, that's true.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
And I take that, myself, I take that real seriously. Because I'm not going to be on and off. Well, I have to remember what that Bible, what he did, what the punishment he went through, what the struggles in life are. No. And I just, for me, even if I'm at an appointment, Jesus is in my heart and my mind. Because I know this human can fall off. Okay. So I need that. I need that concrete foundation that I've built 24/7.
Yeah.
Okay. And right, you know, I'm not going to sit here and be able, I'm not perfect. Okay, I'm not by no means, but I have found my identity and purpose in life. And the injustice, and I fight for the injustice, whether it's poverty, addiction, struggling, whatever's happening. But that's because that I'm not doing it. I'm doing it because that's what Jesus wants me to do. You know?
Well, that's part of being the body, right?
Yeah.
The body of Christ, and we call it the church, right? We're supposed to carry on, you know, him, right? We are the embodiment of Christ, as much as Christ was the embodiment of God. This is our vocation. This is our calling. And yeah, not everybody. That's not appealing for everybody. So there's a challenging walk before us. And I think, you know, clinging to our identity, our deepest, truest identity, that, you know, we are the beloved children of God, you know, long before we entered the dark valley of life, God loved us. God still loves us, you know, and that's that perfect love. Okay, anything else, gentlemen?
I think
closing
Paul
thoughts?
Said, I think Paul said that without love, I'm nothing, right? I have nothing. And that's, he explains in Corinthians,
yep,
that what love, because we have a flesh fighting against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And we are flesh, you know, flesh and blood, but we have a spiritual mind also. And the Bible tells us exactly what love is. Love is, it doesn't get puffed up with pride.
Right.
So that's very important. And we have to have a look at the spiritual sense as well as being in the flesh. And Paul makes it real clear. I'm sorry, I can't remember what, in 1st or 2nd Corinthians.
It's 1st Corinthians 13.
He really gets in detail, yeah. And, you know, it's good to read that, and people want to know what, how deep love is, and that's what it is. Love doesn't get pride up. You don't look for your own interests. You want to help other people, and like I said, it doesn't get puffed up with pride, you know. And he mentions many other, he gets in detail, and so, you know.
Yeah, yeah, we're called to will the good of the other. Right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your sharing and your insights on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.